A few weeks ago, I had a chance to revisit New York's High Line, a city park built on an elevated and abandoned railroad that once ran through the meatpacking district in the Lower West Side of Manhattan. The first time I saw this amazing place was 5 years ago, and it had survived original proposals, studies, and preliminary reclamation. A series of plantings and public viewing stations featured grasslands, thickets, lawns, flowers, and trees that ran along the rusty rails and the steel girders. Since that time, the project has continued, and now the entire mile and a half is landscaped and open to the public. In addition to the elevated landscapes, the walkway features a small amphitheater space, benches and tables, and a series of sculptures and other artwork. It also has welcomed the recent relocation of the Whitney Museum to the neighborhood, an exceptional new exhibit space that can either begin or end your High Line walkthrough. The idea for this groundbreaking place was generated by the completion of a similar project in Paris, France, in the early 1990s. And what a great idea it has been, for when my husband and I walked the rails and pathways, looking down on the traffic and storefronts below, it was like being in a botanical wonderland that welcomed pedestrians and offered them a break from the usual hustle and bustle of city life. The entire section of Manhattan known as Chelsea has benefited from this elevated garden park, as neighborhoods that were once described as gritty or declining have sprung to life. Businesses are thriving, especially shops and restaurants. Since the completion of the final leg of the project in 2014, over 5 million annual visitors are taking a look at this botanical walkway. Other cities like Chicago, Philadelphia, and St. Louis are looking at the High Line and exploring the possibilities of similar projects. And back in the Big Apple, a new big idea in landscaping is underway with the development of a project called the Low Line. Located on the Lower East Side, plans are underway to develop an underground park at the Delancey Underground, a large abandoned trolley terminal that once was a part of the New York subway system. Designers are working on a system of remote skylights that would provide an area in which trees and grass could be grown beneath city streets. A year ago, a project called the Low Line Lab became a working prototype and offers a glimpse of what the eventual low line could become. It features more than 70 botanical species, with over 3,000 plants surviving and thriving in a test lab set up near the proposed low line site. A trip to New York City never fails to present incredible sights and ideas to me, including new botanical wonders both high and low, in a city that some might think is a concrete jungle. If you'd like to see a few green and leafy sights of our visit to the completed High Line, or of last week's talk about the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, go to the HPPR website for a bite or two of the Big Apple.